from the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, find out why a frosty brew or two can be good for you. First, a trial is underway for the former justice of the peace accused of killing a North Texas district attorney and his wife. Today, prosecutors said Eric Williams had a treasure trove of evidence in a storage shed. Williams faces a possible death sentence for the 2013 slayings of Kaufman County District Attorney Mike McClelland and his wife, Cynthia. Williams is also charged with killing Assistant Prosecutor Mark Hassey 2 months earlier. Authorities say Williams was upset because the prosecutor's office caught him stealing county-owned computer equipment. The conviction cost him his job and law license. Williams' estranged wife, Kim, is accused of helping him carry out the slayings. She's expected to testify against him. Texas will spend an additional $86 million to beef up border security. Today, the Legislative Budget Board approved Governor Perry's plans to replace Texas National Guard units with state troopers. Top Republican leaders want to replace them with a mix of state troopers and surveillance cameras. Democrats on the board expressed concerns about a militarized border. Sylvester Turner, a state representative from Houston, wants the Texas legislature to develop a more holistic approach toward border control.
I just don't know if an emergency that existed in June is still viewed as an emergency today, but I think there's a way to do it and I think there's a time to do it, and I question whether or not this is the best way to do it.
Illegal crossings along the Rio Grande have slowed dramatically since the summer. Still, Republican Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst said an emergency continues along the border and that the so-called surge of additional enforcement is necessary.
My concern has been from day one that if we don't continue the surge, that our surge will lapse, and the next day it's business as usual for the cartels.
The Budget Board unanimously approved the extra funding. State leaders have voted to set the state growth rate for the next 2 years at 11.68%, a move that will impact the budget lawmakers' ride in next year's session. Today, a few Denton County state representatives offered a preview of their goals for the next session in a public meeting hosted by the Texas Tribune. High on their to-do list, helping Texans afford health coverage, rebuilding the state's infrastructure, and improving public education. We talked to a few voters at the event to see what was on their minds.
We are looking for helping us build a new student union on our campus. And so we were hoping maybe that there would be some type of discussion about bonding issues for the state.
Something that's been going on within the community, which is the fracking and how, you know, what ways are they going to improve? What's going to be the next step with the city of Denton?
Definitely the college tuition cost, maybe do something about that because that's, you know, important part to our my family and everything.
I have a big concern on the immigration issue because I personally employ a couple people that I've attempted to get H-1 visas for, and that's been really difficult as a small employer.
I would love to see them do more than just wait to see if the next president is going to be a Republican or not, because these issues are standing in front of us right now.
That was Kyle Voiles, Beverly Delaney, Joel Varghese, Ruth Shannon, and Christopher Walls. We'll hear what the legislators are thinking tomorrow morning. Indiana Jones made archaeology look action-packed. In reality, it's detailed and exacting work. And thanks to archaeological tourism, anyone could get involved. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked to journalist Marilyn Johnson about how she picked her first dig at a site in the Caribbean.
I considered, scores of options. There are so many places to dig in the world, so many places where people are actually welcoming volunteers or students who are willing to pay to go. Price was right. Yeah. I mean, you know, at that point it was $500 a week. And I thought, well, they'll, you know, they won't judge me because I don't know what I'm doing. They'll train me and teach me how to do what I need to do. And in fact, I guess I'm kind of hapless. I made every mistake in the book.
To be clear, the $500 a week was not what you were receiving. It was, in fact, what you were paying to stay there and to work.
Oh, you don't get paid for this. No. You pay. And in fact, I'm speculating that, you know, some of these digs really count on that money that people who are just crazy to have an experience out at an excavation, what they bring to the table, that actually helps fund the excavation.
That was Marilyn Johnson, author of Lives in Ruins, Archaeologists and the Seductive Lure of Human Rubble on Think Today. Hear the full conversation tonight at 9, or you can listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. canned, bottled, or on tap. It turns out beer has some health benefits, as long as you don't overindulge. In this edition of Vital Signs, KERA's Sam Baker talked with Naveen Hariprasad, a dietitian with Parkland Hospital System.
There's a lot of studies that have shown health benefits from consuming beer in moderation, but I think it's important to keep in mind that the benefits versus the negative associations are all based on the amount of beer that you're consuming,
Okay. The
frequency of consumption, as well as the circumstances.
What health benefits could there possibly be in beer?
Beer is made up of water and then grain, which would be wheat and barley, and then hops, and then yeast.
Okay.
So a standard serving of beer is 12 ounces with a 5% alcohol content, has about 1 gram of fiber. The hops is actually the preservative in beer, and it helps to cut the sweetness down in beer and provide a certain taste profile to your palate.
Okay.
It's also a source of polyphenols, which is known to lower cholesterol, has some cancer-fighting agents, as well as virus-killing compounds. The hops also helps to slow down the release of calcium from your bones. So a high level of calcium could cause kidney stones. You also have the water content of the beer, which helps to filter out your kidneys. The grain, which is the wheat and barley, is a carbohydrate, which we know provides some calories, some nutritional value, as well as B vitamins. The barley also provides soluble fiber, which is important to consider. And then the yeast is a rich source of B complex vitamins, protein, and minerals like chromium. It also contains a probiotic that can help regulate your digestive system and maintain your nervous system.
All of that in a cold one.
Exactly.
Who would have thought? But look, doesn't beer have a lot of calories?
Well, it depends. A typical regular beer ranges between 120 to 150 calories versus a lighter beer that's around 60 to 100 calories. So there's not a significant difference between calories from a regular versus light beer, but ideally you want to stick to the lighter beer just because it is a reduction in calories.
There are all sorts of beers, different types of them. Are some types better than others?
There's been some studies that have shown that certain beers like stouts, porters, and browns, which are all dark malts, contain a lot of antioxidants compared to lagers. You also have some pale ales that have a significant amount of hops per barrel compared to mass-produced lagers. The fermentation process also varies based on the type of beer, but that really affects more of the flavor profile versus the actual benefits.
And at what point is it considered overindulging on beer?
So for women, we recommend no more than one serving a day. And for men, that's 2 servings a day. So a standard serving of beer would be 12 ounces with a 5% alcohol content. So that's kind of the range that you want to stick to. And you have to also consider the same organs that could potentially benefit from beer consumption could also be negatively impacted by excess consumption of beer.
Is there any type of beer that it is absolutely best to stay away from?
Not that I've seen in the research that I've done, but like I mentioned, it's important that you focus on quality versus quantity. So, you know, you want to enjoy the beer that you're consuming, but in moderation.
Naveen Hariprasad, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much.
Should be mostly cloudy this evening, a low around 31. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 46. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a temperature remaining around 46. Things hopefully will warm up by Wednesday. It's currently 37 degrees in Dallas, 36 in Fort Worth, 42 in Tyler, and 28 in Wichita Falls. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.